Amen. As you know, we have been in a series of being thankful. Amen. We've talked about gratitude. We talked about thanks. And, you know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving. Amen. And today, the title of the message that we have is When We Gather at the Table. Amen. When we gather at the table, there's something about table talk. Somebody say table talk. Amen. There's something about table talk that you don't hear anywhere else. Amen. It's only when you gather at the table and you invite it to the table that you get to hear what God is doing. Amen. And how we're going to do it. Amen. Somebody say amen. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, people don't like what's being said at the table and they leave the table. Amen. And when they leave the table, they just don't know. They left a table that's been prepared just for them. Amen. So the first scripture that I have in this, and we're not going to be long today. We're going to be like last week. We're going to be short. Amen. Because it really don't take. Somebody say amen. Y'all say amen. 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 So we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Amen. And this is an awesome word. Amen. About the table. Say at the table. A lot of times people don't understand table, but there's something important about table. It says, everybody know the 23rd Psalms. It says that the Lord, somebody say the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Yea, though I walk through. Somebody say walk through. See, whenever you're at the table, you'll come up with a strategy to learn how to walk through. Amen. But see, a lot of times people don't want to get to the table because they don't want to hear what's at the table. Amen. A lot of times when you're at the table, it's not what you want to hear. Amen. But it's what you need to hear. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. It says, I will fear no evil, for thou. Somebody say thou. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen? Oh, but here's the good part right here. Thou preparest a table before me. Say a table before me. In the presence of my enemies. Amen? No matter what you're going through, you have to realize that God has a table that's prepared just for you. Amen? Somebody say amen. And not only that, it says, thou anointest my head. Say anointest my head. They anointed my head with oil and my cup. Oh, Lord Jesus. Somebody say my cup. My cup run it over. Amen. See, my cup is not going to run over out there. My cup is going to run over when I'm at the table. Somebody say at the table. You know, we always think that whenever we come to a table, it's a time to eat. But you know what? It is a time to eat. But sometimes it's time for spiritual talk. Amen. I once heard a story about a pastor that was, he's a pastor now, and he was sitting at the table, and it was his desire to go to a certain college, amen? And at the table was relatives that were sitting at the table, amen? And he said, you know what, there's a certain college that I want to go to. This was at the table, because at the table is where intimate talk is, amen? And out of the blue, one of the uncles said, you can't go there. Come on, somebody. This is at the table. But there was somebody that was at the head of the table. Come on, somebody. Amen. The head of the table stopped and said, don't you ever say what they can't do. Am I in the right house? See, I'm telling you, at the table, there is provision at the table. Amen. Am I in the right house? I have a scripture text, which is Nehemiah, because we all get invited to the table. Amen. Say we all get invited. Nehemiah 4:14b, it says, remember the Lord. Somebody say, remember the Lord. Which is great. Not only is he great, he is terrible God. Amen. And that terrible does not mean bad. Amen. That means that he will fight the battles for you. Amen. When God is on your side, he becomes terrible. Amen. He's so terrible that he will tear up your enemy. Say, tear up my enemy. Amen. Come on, somebody. And fight for your, and this is what you need to do. Fight for your brethren. Come on, somebody. Fight for your sons and your daughters and your wives and your houses. And I'm going to put in here on my own and your friends. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. See, when we gather at the table, somebody say gather at the table. We have to pray fervently for each other and give thanks. Come on, somebody, for one another. Amen. And while you're at the table, somebody say, guard your tongue. When you're at the table, you have to guard your tongue, because sometimes our tongue will say anything at the table. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, you can say what you want to, because I've heard conversations at the table, and I've had to get up and leave from certain tables. Am I in the right house? Amen. But sometimes, you know what, we get to the table and the food is so good, we won't leave. Amen. We become offended, but you know what, we're going to get that last piece of pecan pie. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Somebody say at the table. But you know what, God honors us if we get up from the table. Amen. Come on. So anyway, this is a short message, but it's about the table. Amen. It says, last of all, somebody say last of all. I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Amen. In other words, you need the power of God in you when you're at the table to say only what God says. Amen. It says in that, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against all the strategies and tricks of Satan. Amen. Don't you think that at the table, someone say at the table, Satan is not sitting at the table. Amen. Come on, somebody. When you're gathered at the table, and you know, table should be a safe place, a lot of times he will use somebody to say something that you don't like. Amen. Come on, somebody. And then at the table, we'll fall out. Say, we'll fall out. And you'll never come back to the table. Amen. It says, put on the all of God's armor so you may be able to stand against all strategies. Somebody say all strategies and tricks of Satan. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood. Come on, somebody. But against powers. That's what the other transcripts say. And powers and rulers in high places. Amen. But it says, but against persons with our bodies, the evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of the darkness who rule this world. Somebody say, rule this world. And against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the world. Come on, somebody. Now, here we go. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy. Come on. Every piece of God's armor. You have a piece of God's armor that you need to use. And one of the most important parts is you need to use your mouth. Amen. Stop agreeing with what Satan says and start agreeing with what God says. Amen. By his stripes, come on, somebody, I'm healed and made whole. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. This too shall pass me. Okay, come on, somebody. But to do this, you need the strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. Wear the shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. Amen. In every battle, somebody say every battle, you would need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And somebody say, and you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now we're going to say, pray all the time. Somebody say, pray all the time. Ask God for anything in line with His Holy Spirit's wishes. Plead with Him, reminding Him, come on, somebody, reminding Him of your needs, and keep praying earnestly for all Christians everywhere. Say, all Christians everywhere. So the first thing that we have to do is pray for the goodness and prosperity of those sitting at your table. Amen. Somebody say, for those sitting at your table. Amen. We have to pray for people whenever they're sitting at our table. Amen. What do you mean? It's not always literally a table, but people that you come in contact with, you need to pray for those people. Amen. Because whenever people come and talk to you, they're sitting at your table. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Thank the Lord. Somebody say, thank the Lord for bringing us this far. Amen. Give thanks for any provision. Say, any provision. I heard somebody say that, you know what, God blessed me, but he didn't bless me like he blessed you. Come on, somebody. But did God bless you? Amen. Come on, somebody. So it don't matter how big or small, I'm always going to pray and thank God for his provision. Amen. And protection afforded us by God, by a God that truly loves. Say, truly loves. And cares for us. See, once we prayed for everybody, then we can eat. Am I in the right house? So a lot of times we want to pray for the food, but we don't want to pray for nobody else. Am I in the right house? Amen. We'll pray that the turkey is good. Amen. We'll pray that that the candy yam, that they're the best. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. That the cabbage that somebody fried, that the cabbage is right. Okay. Come on, somebody. We'll pray for that, but we'll forget to pray for people. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, now is time, after we get through doing that, we can pray for our food. Amen. Tell somebody, say amen. Amen. Remember what we do first? We pray for people first that are sitting at our table. Then we pray for the food. Amen. The second point, the first point was, what was the first point? The first point was pray fervently for each other and give thanks for one another and guard your tongue. The second part is we get to share recipes. Somebody say share recipes. All y'all, like, y'all got the smiling on that one. Amen. Everybody like to share those recipes. Amen. Not only at the table, you get to share wisdom and you get to share love and you get to connect. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. How many of y'all like to share recipes? Amen. Somebody say amen. 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 If you don't like to share recipes, shame on you. Amen. Yeah, I don't want nobody's food to taste like mine. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. You say whatever you want to. Amen. Because I don't cook specialties. But I know people that cook specialties, and they don't like for nobody else to say that their food, that their specialty didn't taste as good as theirs. Amen. Mine was the best. Amen. I got a daughter. Amen. I got a daughter. Man, she loves to bake and she loves to cook. Don't ever give her your recipe. Your food would never taste the same. Amen. Come on, somebody. She'll perfect that thing. Amen. Because you know what she does is she tests it on everybody. Amen. Amen. She how do you like this? How do you like that? And then all of a sudden you taste it and you say, this don't taste like mine. No, it don't. Amen. It tastes like Legacy Treats. Amen. Am I in the right house? Come on. I put that plug in for her. Tiffany, now you know Dad likes strawberry cakes. Make me a strawberry cake. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Anyway, somebody say anyway. Grandmas and sometimes even mamas have those recipes that makes that dish that everyone loves. Amen? And none of it is left over. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. For those that ask, those mamas and grandmamas happily share how they made the dish. Amen? No one ever knows all the ingredients. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. See, that's why come when we're at the table. Say, when we're at the table. When we're at the table sitting with people, we should share unashamedly with others the recipe God used to bring us out. Come on, somebody. Come on. I'm going somewhere with this. That's the recipe. Hey, come on, somebody. Because a lot of times we have the recipe and won't share it with nobody. Amen. Come on. We just want people to think that we did it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because God always used a recipe, and the recipe is found at the table. Someone say at the table. Amen. Amen. And you know, the thing about the recipe at the table, most people, say most people, will not see all we went through. Amen. Come on, somebody. But we will give God the glory as we are victorious. Amen. If you only knew our recipe, amen, what brought us out and what brought us through, amen, it was God, amen. And everybody see the end product, but they don't see all the fussing and fighting and all the different stuff that we... let me back that up, amen. Fussing and face fighting, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Am I in the right house? That we had to go through, amen. How we had to just buckle in, amen. But everybody see this now, and all of a sudden they say, you know what? You know what? They made it, amen. But you don't know what it cost people. Come on, somebody, to make it. Somebody say to make it. You don't know what it cost me, amen. Amen. You don't know what it cost me to get where I am, amen. But you know what? I found out that if I could just sit at the table, somebody say sit at the table, I'd be willing to share my recipe, amen. See, but a lot of times when people hear your recipe, they don't want your recipe, amen. Because you know what? With recipes, it takes a while to cook, amen. Come, am I in the right house, amen? You know, a lot of times we want to get microwave, amen. We want it done right then, amen. No, sometimes stuff has to simmer, amen. Come on, somebody. Every now and again, it has to marinate. Am I in the right house, amen? Amen. Oh boy, y'all done got quiet on me, amen. Come on, somebody. You know, this is what I say, amen, and I don't have it with me, amen. We have to keep putting God in the mix, amen. You know what I mean by putting God in the mix? When stuff mess up, amen, I don't have a bowl, but if I had an old bowl and if I had an old spoon, what I would do is I would put God in the mix. Come on, somebody. You know how grandmama used to grab that thing and whip it, amen. Come on, somebody. See, I need to put God in there, amen, and let him work it out, amen. You know what? God right now needs some peace, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Every now and again, amen, God has to be in the mix, amen. See, a lot of young people, they don't know, amen. They think it's TV dinners, amen. No, amen. You have to whip that thing. Somebody say whip that thing, amen. So every now and again, you have to mix God in, amen. Amen. And this is what I say. Everybody has a story. Come on, somebody. Everybody has a story, amen. See, and in our story, this is what we must do. We must strengthen bonds of family. We must connect multiple generations, and we must connect with those that are invited. Say those that are invited. That includes guests, amen, to share at the table. See, everyone in the house has a part if they're sitting at the table, amen. I'm telling you, everybody has a part. A lot of people don't want to do their part, amen, but you know what? You have a part when you're sitting at the table because we need your input, amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all think I'm playing. You know, I was going to have this thing laid out because I suppose I had the things that go with it. Because sometimes when you're sitting at the table, amen, come on, somebody. Amen, amen. And you eat no greens. Come on, am I in the right house? You need them to pass the, what's that sauce called to go on the greens, amen? Huh? Some pepper sauce. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. So instead of reaching across, amen, what were you saying? Pass it, amen. So every now and again, you need to tell somebody to pass you some wisdom. Am I to come on, somebody? Okay, whatever. Y'all don't want to play with me this morning, but you know what? That's what the Lord told me, amen. You know, and the meat was so good, amen. But you know what? The meat goes around in a circle. Y'all know how it go around, amen. And all of a sudden, it stops over there, amen. And you through eating your meat, guess what you have to do? Can you pass? Somebody say pass. Can you pass the meat? In other words, can you pass the word of God to me? What brought you out? Am I right? Come on, somebody. This is sitting at the table. Somebody say sitting at the table. Amen. But a lot of times when we're sitting at the table, we have a variety of meats because I don't like liver. Amen. Come on. Am I in the right house? Amen. So instead of passing me the liver, pass me the steak. Amen. Am I in the right house? Pass me the pork chops. Pass me the pot roast. Amen. But you can keep the liver. Amen. But do you know this? That even when there's liver at the table, there's somebody that likes liver. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. Somebody say at the table. At the table. See, scripture is clear that unity, say unity, is a priority with God. We all have to be working together. Say working together. Okay, I told y'all I'm almost through with this thing. Amen. Oh, man. Unity. It says in 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. Are y'all okay? Amen. This is a different type of table. Amen. Y'all thought they were going to have some food laid out here, some plates and forks. Amen. But you know what? You know what? I did my part. Come on, somebody. Somebody else got to lay the silverware out. Amen. Because when they lay the silverware out, I may not know which fork to use. Amen. Am I in the right? I may not know whether it goes on the outside or inside. Am I in the right? But somebody, come on, somebody. Somebody at the table knows where it goes. Amen. I may not know where to put the tea. Amen. Come on. But somebody knows where the tea go. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Oh, and I forgot the salad bowl. Amen. Somebody said salad bowl. Amen. Yeah, that salad plate. That's salad come first. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. We're going somewhere with this. It says now. Somebody say now. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak. Come on, somebody say speak. We're talking about this unity, that we speak the same thing. And that there be no divisions among you. That you be perfectly, say perfectly, joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Say in the same judgment. So we must encourage everyone at the table about oneness. Say oneness. When we talk to y'all, we're talking about oneness. Amen. In oneness is everybody must work together. Amen. In unity and not allow outside chatter in. Come on, somebody. We must all work with unity and not allow for outside chatter. Y'all know what outside chatter is? Those people that really don't know what's going on at the table. Amen. They want to get to the table. Amen. But they want to stand on the outside looking in. Come on, somebody, and tell you what you should do. Am I in the right house? They don't know where we're going. Amen. They don't know what we're doing. Amen. They don't even know what our next meal is going to be. Amen. The next one is unity. Somebody say unity. In unity, we must be consistent. Say consistent. With our commitment to our family purpose, no matter what the cost. Amen. Many will go, but we must stay the course. Because a lot of times what people will come to your table and they won't like what's being served. Amen. Not knowing that whenever they leave prematurely, you know, they never get none of Big Mama's famous cake. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Because they've left prematurely. Amen. And then all of a sudden, when you talk to them later and you begin telling about how good Big Mama cake is, you know what? They mad. Amen. You shouldn't be mad, because why? You left the table. Amen. You were invited, am I in the right house, to the table. Amen. So many will go, but we must stay. Say, we must stay. We must stay the course for the betterment of all who are still at the table. Amen. It doesn't matter who leaves the table. We need to stay at the table. Amen. It doesn't matter what we're going through in life. We need to stay at the table of God. Somebody say, stay at the table of God. So a lot of times we leave the table of God to go to another person's table, and we find out that it ain't what it was cut out to be. Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, that's not pot roast they serving. Amen. That's Arby's. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Nothing against Arby's, but you know what? That's not the real deal. Say the real deal. Amen. Where's the rest of the meal? Amen. Y'all know how it is on Thanksgiving. Everybody going to be asking, where's the rest of it? Where's the dressing? What is Thanksgiving without dressing? Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. But we have to stay. Somebody say, stay in unity. And then we must share. Say, we must share. Our history. Say our history. Oh, Lord. Your history is your business. Say your business. Y'all got quiet on that. Because a lot of times we don't like to share our business. Amen. You know, that's my business. Amen. Every now and again, you need to let somebody know that God has brought you from a mighty long way. Amen. Come on, somebody. Yeah, yeah, my business. My business. You ain't got no business. Amen. Amen. Yeah, 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 yeah. A lot of times, you know, God calls for us to share with people so that people can see that there's a way out. Am I in the right house? But you only get that at the table. Say at the table. Amen. Because when you're out there in the world, people will tell you about how they got it. Amen. How we made it. Amen. If it had not been for my boss, I wouldn't have made it. Eh? No, if it hadn't, but at the table, but we're going to say, if it had not been for God on my side, am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. Because this is what I say, if you only knew. If you only knew what it took me to get where I am today. Amen. If you only knew my history, amen. If you only knew how my resume looked. Come on, somebody. My resume was not the resume that says that you ought to be doing this. Amen. But with God, God will rewrite. Come on, somebody. That resume, amen. You know, sure enough, I may have made an F. Come on, somebody. But God will rewrite that resume and make it an A. Am I in the right house? Amen. Amen. Well, not only that, not only must we share our history, we must live. Say live. We must laugh. Come on, somebody. And we must love. Amen. See, because there are supernatural benefits of sharing. Come on, somebody. Of living, of laughing, and loving in unity at the table. Amen. See, the table is a place where God blesses all of us. Amen. Somebody say all of us. Not some of us. He blesses all of us at the table. Amen. There's no such thing as somebody sitting at the table of God and you being more blessed than I am, because God gives us all the same blessing. It's according to what I do with my blessing. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because we're all blessed and highly favored. Am I in the right house? Amen. We're all blessed going and coming. Amen. We're all the head and not the tail. Amen. It's according to what we do with it. Say what we do with it. Amen. In the book of Psalms, it says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Say brethren to get, dwell together. Not only brethren, it's also good for sisters if we dwell together. Sistering, amen. Somebody say sistering. We see that brothering and we think it's only for the brothers. No, it's for the sisters, amen. Amen, amen. Because we, you know, we always read about sisters fighting, amen. Am I in the right house, amen. Sisters fighting, sisters, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, somebody. But they always show on TV brothers fighting brothers. But I know sisters will fight sisters. Am I in the right house? Say not in this house, amen. And not only not in this house, not at this table. Say not at this table. See, at the table, we will see the accomplishment. Say accomplishment. And visions of goals of others, amen. And it becomes a regular expectation, amen. Come on, somebody. At the table. Let somebody say at the table. I'm going to sit back at the table again. At the table. Pastor was 50-some years old. 50-some years old. I don't even remember how old I was. When I finished college. Am I in the right house? She said 52. Amen. I didn't even know. Amen. See, because I should have finished when I was 22. Am I in the right house? Amen. But you know what I do? I sit at the table. And I would tell people that if he did it for me, come on, somebody. He can do it for you. Amen. Nothing is impossible with God. Amen. Amen. And we're going to encourage you at the table. Amen. If you want to do it, put God in it. Amen. I'm telling you, mix him up. Amen. Somebody say, mix him up. Yeah. Amen. Simple message. Amen. Amen. And you know what? Not only that, it becomes a regular expectation. Amen. And we're not surprised whenever we see something happen, because guess what we heard it at? We heard it at the table, amen. Amen. When I become a millionaire. Oh, boy, it got quiet on that one. You heard it at the table. Say you heard it at the table. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, and that's the problem is we hear stuff that we can't comprehend. Come on, somebody. And we'll say, who are they? Amen. You know what? I'm a child of God. Amen. My father owns a cattle of 1,000 here. It says all the silver and gold is his. Amen. If I serve a father like that, surely he can bless me. Amen. Say, surely he can bless me. Amen. Amen. Right now, I may not be ready for that million. Amen. But Lord, I'm ready for 1,000. Am I in the right house? Amen. Amen. You know what I'll do? I'll work that 1,000. Say, work that 1,000. Amen. Amen. Now, at the table, we always have to invite somebody to the table. Amen. I need about 3 people to come to the table with me. Amen. It don't matter. I'm no respected person. God isn't. Amen. Wait, let me get one guy. let me get. Oh, you can sit in my chair. Go. At the table, somebody say at the table, is where we strategize, amen? At the table is where God blesses us. And what I mean by God blesses us, Dr. Hagney, can you tell them just how good God has been to you and how he's blessed you? Listen. Did y'all hear that? He blessed him all his life. Amen. Now in him saying that, where are you from?
Cherokee County.
Bulletin. He telling a story. He ain't not from Bulletin. He from Corinth. Amen. Am I in the right house? but in him saying all that, we're just saying that so that we can see that's what's shared at the table. If he can do it for him, guess what? He can do it for her. He can do it for her. He can do it for her, because guess where we're at? We're sitting at the table, amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody say amen. At the table. Somebody say at the table. we encourage one another. Amen. Can you encourage somebody, Kat? Let me hear you encourage somebody right now. Oh, whatever you put your mind to, see, you're able to accomplish. But see, we think at the table, we got to get down in the Bible. No, what we got to do is get inside of us and let us come out. Amen. Come on. Do you have something to say to encourage somebody?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
It can go on and on.
Oh.
I'm 72 years old.
72 young.
And God just sent me to this place.
Oh, Lord, look at that. 72 in God's center.
And I have been in Christ all my life until I learned more of what to do. And I encourage everyone to just fall in love with Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. She said, come on, somebody. Hey, she said that she's 72 years old. That goes to tell you, God's not through with you yet, amen. Come on, somebody. And God still have a purpose, come on, somebody, in your life, amen. Well, you have to bless them. I'm talking about at the table, amen.
I have this to say to any single mother.
Come on, somebody.
Any single mother. Just because you're a single mother does not mean that you're
going to
stop.
Oh, come on, somebody. Oh. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Did you hear that? Dedicate them back to God. Amen. Oh. Here we go. Come on. Come on, somebody. We're mixing it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Come on, somebody. Now we have finished the main course, amen. Now it's time for the dessert, amen. Thank y'all so much, amen. Did y'all get that? I'm talking at the table, amen. At the table. And I just heard somebody say, they didn't invite me to the table, amen. Yeah, everybody gets invited to the table, amen. Amen. And basically what they were doing was when they were sharing that stuff, see, we need to strategize. And we need to pick up a piece from him. Come on, somebody. We need to pick up a piece from them. Come on, somebody. We need to pick up a piece for them. Amen. We need to pick up a piece from everybody and put that stuff together. Amen. And in the book of Genesis, somebody say in the book of Genesis. This is what happens at the table. And it says, and the Lord said, somebody say, and the Lord said, behold, it said, the people at the table is one. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. No, it don't say that. It said, the people is one. And they all have one language. Amen. And this they begin to do. And now nothing, say nothing. Somebody say nothing. Nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Amen. If I can imagine something, come on, somebody, I can do it. Say, I can do it. Amen. See, a lot of times what we do is we won't even imagine because we haven't seen anybody else doing it before. Whenever you haven't seen anybody else to do it before, that means it's your opportunity to do it. Amen. Somebody say, to do it. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. It's a guy was telling me about he was screwing a screwdriver. Amen. He was screwing a screwdriver. And he said, boy, if I could have just come up with the battery operated screwdriver. Come on, somebody. He said, because you know what? At that particular time, he said, I thought about it. Come on, somebody. So a lot of times we think about stuff, but we don't act on it, amen. We don't allow for God to use us, amen. But at the table, somebody say, at the table. See, at the table, I may tell somebody about a strategy, amen. And they won't give up on me, amen. They won't say you're too old because you're 72. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm just telling you, amen, because people will say a lot of things to you, amen, to get you out of where God wants you to be, amen. But I'm telling you, you need to get at the table. Say, get at the table. Amen. My kids are acting the fool. Come on, I'm not looking at nobody. Amen. You need to get to the table. Amen. See, a lot of people don't like the way Uncle Tarvin disciplined kids. Amen. Come on, somebody. I beat that. Come on, somebody. Am I in the right house? With love, amen. I'm not mad, amen. Come on, somebody, but I beat that. You know what I'm talking about, amen. I know, and don't call human services, amen. Don't call them, amen. Because you know what? I look at my kids now and I look how my kids are today, amen. Come on, somebody. My son not dead. Am I in the right house? Amen. My son not in prison. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Woo! I'm telling you, amen. And my daughter, amen, she not bad at all, but they'll tell you, amen. Come on, somebody. Daddy, we're tied up, amen. Am I in the right house? But see, whenever we hear that at the table, come on, somebody, we've come up with a new rhythm of how to do it, amen. And that's called time out, amen. Amen. I'm telling you, in prison, they don't give time out. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. I'm telling you, that man is not going to give your kids time out, amen. It's time out for time out. Am I in the right house? No, you say what you want to say. I'm old school, amen. Amen. They said, "What child? I'm not gonna do that." The Word of God says, "Spare the rod, spoil the child." Amen. And sometimes some need more rod, amen, than that, amen. Because I was one of those that needed a lot of rod, amen. Come on, somebody. But I was still spoiled. Somebody say still spoiled, amen. But anyway, somebody say anyway. At the table, like I said, we encourage each other, amen. And in closing, somebody say in closing, I told y'all it wasn't going to be long. Because we have to remember at the table. Say at the table. It says in Matthew 18:19, it says, "Again I say to you," say to you, "that if two of you shall agree on earth," come on somebody, "as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done." Come on somebody. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh man, that's a mouthful right there. "It shall be done for them of my Father in heaven." If I can just get, her name was Loretta at the time, to agree with me one day, you'll be my queen. Come on, somebody. If you just stick with me, amen, you're not going to have to wear those old pantyhose that's tore up with holes in them no more. Come on, somebody. If you just stick with me, amen. You're not going to have that one pair of shoes, amen. You're going to have a closet. You have a closet full of shoes. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm telling you, that's what we have to do. Say, that's what we have to do. If we just agree, if I can just get somebody to agree with me, amen. Say, agree with me, amen. Amen. If I can get, I just need somebody to agree with me on the Word of God, amen. Because if you get somebody to agree with you out of the Word of God, you shall have whatsoever you say. Am I in the right house? Amen. Somebody, I need somebody to agree with me, amen. Amen. You know, a lot of times people look at me and they say, "Well, what do you see?" I don't see like other people see, amen. What I see is what God sees, amen. A lot of times if I told you what I was saying, it'd blow your mind, amen. Say, blow your mind. But you know what I do? I always put God, come on somebody, in the mix, amen. And I'm always at the table, amen. Y'all know we're going to D.C. in a couple of days, and what, next week, amen, after Thanksgiving. We're going to D.C., but you know what we're doing at D.C.? Somebody say, "Oh, that's a nice trip going to D.C., amen. I wish I could go to D.C. But you know what? We looked at the itinerary, and guess what? We're sitting at the table, amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody's continually pouring into us. Am I in the right house? Come on. You know what? I go other places to eat, amen. I don't just eat here, amen. I go to other places. I go to other ministries so that I can eat, amen. Because if I'm not full, I can't give you nothing. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Even though I'm a pastor, I need refreshing every now and again. Amen. You know, after a while, I get tired of leftovers. Amen. Do you have any real food in the house? Amen. But at the table, somebody say at the table. At the table. Have y'all got that at the table? And we want y'all to get that at the table because we need to come to the table more often. Amen. Amen. In closing, Thanksgiving is really about our attitude and how we respond to those we come in contact with. Amen? We must choose. Say, we must choose. We must choose to bless the Lord at all times because His mercy, y'all know the rest, endure forever. Am I in the right house? Amen. And He is greatly to be praised. Amen? We've come this far by faith. And faith shall lead us through. Am I in the right house? I come to tell you this morning that it's all good at the table that God has prepared just for you. Amen. Say, just for me. Your enemy is about to see you. Say, see us. All at this table. Say, all at this table. And your enemy, you will see no more. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Because you're willing to sit at the table. Amen. Amen. We need to start rearranging tables. Amen. Whenever stuff ain't supposed to be here, you know what? We need to move it. Amen. Somebody say move it. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about at the table. Y'all need to start preparing tables at your house. Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you there's nothing that's impossible for God. Amen. If you have a dream, you need to get around a dreamer. Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't get around dream thieves. You need to get around somebody that will dream into your life. Amen. If you want more, you need to be around somebody that has more. Am I in the right house? Amen. I'm telling you, that's a table. Amen. 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 If I want to know more, I'm not going to hang out with no dummy. Am I in the right house? Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. And then again, you know what? I want to be around somebody that know a little more than I know. Am I in the right house? I'm not intimidated by what they know. Amen. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to listen to what they say. Amen. Come on, somebody. And I may not say anything, but when I get around somebody else, you know what? I may just repeat what they say. Am I in the right house? Amen. Amen. I'm telling you. At the table. Say at the table. So when you get to Thanksgiving dinner, lunch, dinner, whatever you're having, remember that there's another table that God has prepared just for you. And not only has He prepared just for you, He has prepared it for you in the presence of your enemy. Amen? I'm out of time. At the table. You need to see, don't see the table the same anymore. Amen.